Theme 2. Interagency collaboration and the provision of supports. Outcome 2.1. Disabled people have a clear pathway to accessing housing and support services. Action 2.1.1. Each local authority is to nominate a representative from their housing departments to work closely with a person nominated by each CHO Mental Health and Disability Services to ensure that housing and support services are aligned as appropriate and to develop an early notification system so that housing will be available and support applications are processed accordingly. LEAD, LAs and HSE. Other partners, HDSG members. Timeline, quarter 3, 2023. KPI, representatives appointed and collaboration protocols established. The parties will report to the HDSG meetings on the progress made as a result of this close working relationship. LEAD, LAs and HSE. Other partners, HDSG members and HA. Timeline, from quarter 4, 2023. KPI, report submitted to the HDSGs. A number of pilots will be established to test the system and amend as appropriate. LEAD, LAs and HSE. Other partners, HDSG members and HA. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, pilots established, evaluated and rolled out nationally. On the completion of the pilots, the early notification system will be rolled out nationally. LEAD, HA. Other partners, HDSG members, LAs and HSE. Timeline, quarter 3, 2024 for rollout. KPI, early notification system operational nationwide. Action 2.1.2. Extend the Mental Health Tenancy Sustainment Officer role nationally through the AHB sector to work with local authorities and approved housing bodies to support people with mental health related difficulties to sustain their tenancies and prevent homelessness. LEAD, HSE, DHLGH. Other partners, AHBs and LAs. Timeline, underway and ongoing for the lifetime of the strategy. KPI, Mental Health Tenancy Sustainment Officers appointed and services are operational nationally. Action 2.1.3. The local authority disability-friendly technical advisor will work with housing providers to assist with the technical aspects of housing development, including procurement, assessment and appraisals. LEAD, LAs, other partners, AHBs and service providers. Timeline, ongoing from quarter 3, 2023. KPI, LA and AHB's procurement, assessment and appraisal processes are improved as a result of collaboration. Action 2.1.4. Examine existing models of housing and supports to inform and determine the optimum way that housing and support can be aligned to best meet the needs of disabled people. LEAD, HA. Other partners, LAs and HSE with other stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 2, 2024. KPI, report developed and published. Action 2.1.5. The HSE will regularly review levels of need and work with service users to identify accommodation solutions at an early stage. Packages of care support for individuals and families will be reviewed as needed, having regard to budget. LEAD, HSE. Other partners, LA and AHBs. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, level of need is identified. Action 2.1.6. Review and update the protocols developed under the previous strategy by the relevant stakeholders, as appropriate, to ensure that they are fit for purpose and to reiterate the commitment to the protocols. If a protocol is no longer required, all parties should be notified that it is being rescinded. LEAD, DHLGH and DOH. Other partners, LAs, HSE and HA. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, protocols reviewed and updated. Action 2.1.7. Develop a protocol between the HSE and local authorities to allow for a review of applications to ensure that the needs of disabled people are being met from both housing and support perspectives. This should include scheduled review meetings between the LAs and HSE to allow for robust housing delivery planning to match identified housing, including any required data gathering. LEAD, DCE, DIY, DHLGH and DOH. Other partners, LAs and HSE. Timeline, quarter 2, 2024. KPI, protocol developed and implemented. Action 2.1.8. Examine the existing mechanism for households with disabled children that allow for a review of their social housing allocation as their needs change and timely facilitation of appropriate transfers to ensure that it is fit for purpose. LEAD, DHLGH. Other partners, LAs and HSE. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, mechanism reviewed and guidance issued. Outcome 2.2. A regulatory landscape or framework is in place that best supports the delivery of housing for disabled people. Action 2.2.1. Examine the findings from the Cost of Disability in Ireland research report and apply, as appropriate, where related to the following. A. Social housing support. B. Cost rental. C. Affordable housing schemes and or D. Housing Adaptation Grant for Persons with a Disability Scheme. LEAD, DHLGH. Other partners, DOH, DCE DIY. Timeline, A, end 2023. B, as a review of the scheme arises. C, as a review of the scheme arises. D, complete. KPI, findings examined. Action 2.2.2. Examine the way the different regulatory frameworks interact with one another with a view to ensuring that they are not a barrier to the delivery of housing for disabled people. LEAD, HA, other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 2, 2024. KPI, report prepared. Action 2.2.3. Develop structures to support people to live full lives within their communities by A. Firstly, examining and documenting peer support models nationally and internationally. LEAD, HA, DHLGH, HSE. Other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, report prepared. B. The information documented should inform the establishment of peer support models at local level in a number of areas. LEAD, HA, DHLGH, HSE. Other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 3, 2024. KPI, models established. C. The learning from the initial peer support models will be documented and applied to the rollout of such initiatives nationally. LEAD, HA, DHLGH, HSE. Other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 1, 2025. KPI, rollout of suitable initiatives. Action 2.2.4. Develop a template for service level agreements between AHBs and service providers to ensure the correct support is in place and remains in place to ensure people can live independently in the community. LEAD, HA. Other partners, AHBs and service providers. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, template developed and circulated. Action 2.2.5. Engage with HIQA regarding people living in residential homes to ensure that they are awarded their rights as a tenant in the properties they live. Lead AHBs and LAs. Other partners, HSE, DHLGH. Timeline, from quarter 3, 2023. KPI, working group established. Outcome 2.3. Local authorities and the HSE work and collaborate efficiently, improving access to housing for disabled people. Action 2.3.1. As outlined in 2.1.1, each local authority will nominate a representative from their housing departments, and the HSE will nominate a housing coordinator in each CHO area for both mental health services and disability services, to work closely together to act as a point of contact for each other in their organisations, in order to address issues and barriers to the increase in delivery of housing opportunities with related supports for disabled people. Lead, LAs, HSE. Other partners, DHLGH, DOH, HA, DCE, DIY. Timeline, underway and ongoing, to be completed by quarter 3, 2023. KPI, representatives appointed and collaboration protocols established. Action 2.3.2. Develop an interagency protocol that will ensure housing delivery is in line with effective support services to those who require it, similar to that of the homeless action teams. Lead, HA. Other partners, LAs, HSE. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, protocol implemented in all areas. A pilot should be established for a group as a subgroup to the HDSGs to test the protocol in two or three areas. These pilots will include regular reviews to identify barriers, risks and challenges to objectives as they arise, and to develop prompt and flexible responses through interagency collaboration. Lead, HA. Other partners, 2 to 3 LAs to be identified and relevant HSE CHO management. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, protocol prepared for use. Action 2.3.3. The Housing and Disability Steering Groups, HDSGs, have been identified in both Housing for All and the new strategy as key to the implementation of the strategy at local level. As a result, the following will be actioned. A. HDSGs will review their terms of reference and their frequency of meetings. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, each HDSG reviews their term of reference and their membership and submits to the HA and National Implementation Steering Group. B. HDSGs will review their membership and ensure there is representation from Disabled Persons Organisations, DPOs, on each group. Membership should be reviewed annually to ensure that there is fair representation. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, there is an increase in DPO membership in all HDSGs. C. HDSGs will report quarterly on their delivery, allocations, pipeline delivery and support packages. Lead, HDSGs, other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, each HDSG coordinates with members and submits their quarterly returns to the HA and National Implementation Steering Group. D. HDSGs will examine how members represent their sector and how the group supports members to report back to their sector. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, Quarter 3, 2023. KPI, sector forums are established where representatives report to their sector. E. Establish subgroups of the HDSGs to deal with specific issues or groups as appropriate. Lead HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, subgroups established to deal with specific issues. F. All stakeholders communicate on pipeline delivery to allow for effective planning, including gains from close working relationships. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, stakeholder communication on pipeline delivery in place. G. Ensure that delivery is provided in a coordinated way without competition for existing supply. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, measures in place to reduce risk of competition. H. A formal process will be put in place through the housing agency to allow HDSGs to escalate issues to be dealt with at a national level as appropriate. Lead, HA. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, Quarter 3, 2023. KPI, process in place. I. HDSGs to encourage and facilitate smaller specialised AHBs to undertake new projects. Lead, HDSGs. Other partners, all HDSG members. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, HDSGs have reached out to smaller specialised AHBs in their area. Outcome 2.4. Local authorities, approved housing bodies, the HSE and service providers work and collaborate efficiently, improving access to housing for disabled people, providing community-based residential care for disabled people, and working towards ending provision of residential care in institutional or congregated settings. Action 2.4.1. In order to deliver on Action 8.1 of the Action Plan for Disability Services, support will be provided to build the capacity within the AHB sector to increase delivery of housing to support independent living in the community and implement decongregation. A. Encouraging use of the DHLGH design templates where appropriate. B. Providing practical advice and support on projects from inception. C. Establish a network for the disability-friendly technical advisors to allow for a coordinated approach to the support provided to AHBs, service providers and others. Lead, LAs and ICSH. Other partners, HA and DHLGH. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, A, templates being used, B, advice and support provided, and C, network established. Action 2.4.2. Examine the potential for the use of surplus HSE lands for mixed tenure developments. Lead, DHLGH, HSE. Other partners, DOH, AHBs, Land Development Agency. Timeline, Quarter 1, 2024. KPI, examination complete. Outcome 2.5. The assessment and allocation guidelines are embedded in the policies and procedures of the local authorities and the HSE. Action 2.5.1. A review is to be carried out of the assessment and allocation guidelines. Lead, HA. Other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, Quarter 1, 2024. KPI, review conducted and guidance document updated. Action 2.5.2. Each LA will embed the review of the assessment and allocation guidelines into their policies and procedures. LEAD, LAs, Other Partners, HA. Timeline, Quarter 2, 2024. KPI, LA's policies and procedures updated to reflect the findings of the review. Outcome 2.6. Coordination is improved and there is an increase of capital and revenue funding for housing and related supports. Action 2.6.1. Tier 3 approved housing bodies are to be actively encouraged to link or partner with smaller AHBs to build capacity in the sector. LEAD, DHLGH. Other Partners, ICSH. Timeline, from Quarter 3, 2023. KPI, guidance issued by ICSH to AHBs. Action 2.6.2. In order to ensure CAS funding is approved, the HSE will examine how funding for care and support packages can be pre-approved. LEAD, HSE. Other Partners, DHLGH. Timeline, from Quarter 3, 2023. KPI, examination is completed.